Welcome back to another season of Scoop with a Soup. I'm Christy Martin, Superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Each episode, we'll sit down with guests from across our district to share updates, highlight events, and give you a behind-the-scenes look at the changes and successes shaping our district. This is the place to get the real scoop from the soup.
Hello. Today's episode will be a little different. We did this last year and it seemed to be very popular. Katie Peters, I'm here with her.
This is one of my favorite podcasts of the year.
Basically, ask the superintendent anything. And she put it out to staff and students in the community and we had some questions. So we're going to just, KP's going to ask me the questions that our community came up with and I'll answer to the best of my ability.
And I feel like I should note, you said nothing's off limits.
I did. I mean, I looked at the list and I said, yeah, ask them all and pick an order, and there were some really good questions.
Well, let's start simple. We have a student who asked, how has your year been so far?
And I just appreciate a student checking on me.
I know.
So, my year has been absolutely amazing. I think year two of the superintendency is a little easier than year one, because year one, you're learning everything. And now I feel like I have a little background knowledge. I know how the year goes. And year two, I've been able to maybe relax a little more and just really enjoy the student and the community and the events and the staff. So I love year two.
Yeah. Year two, it feels like the training wheels have come off, right?
That's a really good way to put it. So yes.
You're riding on your own, which is awesome. And of course, I bet this is a student question. How many snow days are we planning to have this year?
I'm sure that's a student question. It could be a staff question too, though.
It could be.
I don't know, but I really hope we have some. So I look forward, and I know the staff looks forward to snow days just as much as the kids do, to just get a nice break. They're good kind of mental health days and you get things done. So yeah, I'm looking forward to a good snow day. And the weather's finally getting a little chilly, so it gets me excited.
Me too. And you know, a lot of people think you're the end all be all tell all about a snow day, but it's actually a really group decision, isn't it?
It is. And we have a director of operations who's up really early, Jay Merritt, driving the roads.
Yes.
And then our transportation director, who's also up really early. And they drive, they call me, KP's on this message, we're calling, texting, and then, you know, make the decision. And one way or the other, KP kind of puts it out for the community. So a lot does go into that. When we know the night before that maybe something's coming, you know, we all set our alarms extra early just to kind of get a preview. I also have a superintendent group in the area, so I will check with superintendents like neighbor district to the north and maybe one to the west and one to the east, and we kind of look at who's doing what. So that's helpful.
Yeah, those mornings are very early.
They are, yes.
No complaints, but very early.
Correct.
Well, this one's kind of more of a safety thing, which I know safety is your jam. So somebody asked, could we get a crossing guard for Douglas?
I love that question. I'm not exactly sure what they mean on Douglas. We did, they put in through Safe Routes to School, and I can't think of the name of it. There is a crosswalk there that the lights come on and it's designated. We got that done a few years ago when I was the assistant superintendent. An actual crossing guard is really hard to find. We used to have one at Wernert's Corner, and we couldn't fill that spot. It's just, it's hard to fill. You're there in the morning, you're there at the end of the day. It's just a short time period. You're out in the elements. So that is kind of the problem with crossing guards. It's really hard to find. So I don't know who that person is. If they have a very specific area, they should just send me an email so I know a little more about where they're talking about.
Yeah. And but
good question.
Goodness knows we have construction everywhere, which is complicating traffic in all directions.
We do. And then when the time changes, it starts to get dark, it's really dark in the morning. And I think it does add to the safety. And we're always looking for ways to kind of make that safer. We do bus most of our students that have to cross any of our major roads. So we really do try to bus kids to keep it safe. And we don't have to do that. I think the law is you can, for 2 miles, up to 2 miles, they can walk. Well, 2 miles in Washington Local is crossing a lot of major
busy roads.
Yes. So our district has been very committed to safety and providing transportation when you have to cross those busy roads.
Well, and being committed to safety kind of leads us to our next question. We had somebody ask, now that the drug testing policy is underway at the in the district, do we think it is doing what it is designed to do?
And I love that question. So the whole point of drug testing is really to give kids an out, to keep our kids safe. And if you're playing a fall sport or you're doing an extracurricular and you know you're subject to drug testing, random or planned, It's really easy to say if you're faced with some kind of situation, and let's face it, all kids will be, that you can say, you know, I can't do that. I'm in, a sport, or I play a sport, or I'm subject to random drug testing.
I drive to school.
Yes. It gives a kid an out without making them feel they have to come up with something on their own. So I love that. Since we did implement, we've had a couple situations where kids did test positive. And what I will say is everyone that happened to got help. And so to me, is it doing what we wanted it to? Yes. I think we had very few kids that did test positive, and the ones that did got help, and we follow up on that. So I'm hoping it gives kids an out that they can say no and make safe choices, and that if they didn't make a safe choice, we get them help. And that's our goal.
Right. And it's also any student who drives to school.
Yes.
There was kind of a rumor that it was just athletes. And we're like, no, it's anybody who is involved in an extracurricular, because that's a privilege. Yep. You represent our school.
Yep. The process has gone very well. And again, I think it's working really well. And I think our kids are making safe choices. And if that saves one kiddo, it's worth every penny and the energy and time that we spend on it.
Absolutely. And again, in the same vein of, you know, celebrating every kid in the district and helping students succeed, would the district consider implementing sensory-friendly accommodations for some of our school events, like large football games, assemblies, dances, where some of our kids just might feel overwhelmed, overstimulated, anxious? Would we ever consider doing something for our students to feel more comfortable at those events?
I saw that question, and I love that question.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, I mean, it really 100% we will consider that. And my goal when I read that, and it's October, is before the school year, we have at least one or two events that we can make those accommodations to get all of our kids to be able to participate in events. So
what
I love
a great
that.
Idea.
Right. And it's something that, you know, you see happening, and it's the right thing to do. I'm not sure why we haven't thought of it before.
Right.
But yes, stay tuned. I promise you that will be a sensory-friendly event will be coming to a school near you soon.
Absolutely. That is a really, really cool idea. So thank you for sending that in. This one is interesting. What accomplishment are you the most proud of since you became superintendent?
I think when I started the superintendency, I took over the really beginning of the groundbreaking for Whitmer Middle School. And that has been amazing. You know, it was a groundbreaking. It was dirt and shovels. And now I drive through. I have meetings every other week on the site. We've taken groups through to have sneak peeks. And not just the physical building, but we have a lot of meetings with the administrators and team, and what the opportunities are going to look like for students that get to be in Whitmer Middle School. The safety, the sunlight, the programming, everything about it is amazing. And so I'm very proud, and it's not even open yet, but I know the opportunity we're going to be providing for kids. And I think that just makes me very proud and very happy.
As it should. And we named the middle school Whitmer Middle School after deliberating with our community, with our school board. And one of the questions we received was, if you, Superintendent Martin, were going to change the name of Whitmer High School, what would you change it to?
Well, I looked at that question, and I know the long roots that our community has, and Whitmer grads, my husband, my kids, and I'll honestly tell you, there's no way in world this superintendent would ever be able to change the name of Whitmer High School. I think people would revolt, and rightfully so. It's just so deep rooted in our community. Mm-hmm. You know, I travel or go somewhere, you're out of town, and I know this has happened to UKP, but you see somebody with a Whitmer shirt. It never fails. It doesn't matter where you're at, you can find a connection to Whitmer.
And absolutely.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So I think the Whitmer name is here to stay. I can't imagine changing it, but I thought it was a cute question to ask. So
my son was in Washington, D.C., of all places, last year, and someone came up to him and said, your sweatshirt says Whitmer High School. I went to Whitmer High School, and they had a moment, and it was just such a cool thing to have your community kind of follow you.
It happens so often. It's just amazing to me. So I love that.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. What keeps you up at night as superintendent leading 7,000 kids and 1,000 employees?
Well, I've told this story before. When people go to bed at night, you know, they always tell you, you turn your cell phone off so you can get a good night's sleep and not be interrupted. I am the person that turns my cell phone on at night because I think safety, student issues, like that keeps me up at night. You know, when there's an event that happens, and like prom or homecoming, and they're amazing, I just always hold my breath that everybody is safe and makes good choices and gets home safely. And, you know, just the world's kind of a crazy place, and yeah. I always worry about our students. So I think that's this morning, it was bright and early. I got a call from Brian Meyer, and, you know, there was a traffic accident. And the first question is always like, is everyone okay? And Brian right. was great at telling me that. But I think just the safety of our kids, not like at school, but just in the community. It doesn't matter where it happens. You want our kids to be safe. So right. that's what keeps me up at night.
Well, on a related note, I was at the dentist and I turned my cell phone off onto silent because I was getting a cleaning after work and it went off. And the dentist said, I thought you turned that off. And I said, I did, but my superintendent is on emergency bypass. So can you just hold on a minute? And I got up to check to make sure everything was okay. Because it is, it's a constant worry that something's going on and we need to.
Right. And you're in that kind of, you know, realm with me. If something happens and we have to get a message out to parents or quickly. We have to pull a team together, you're always right there because, you know, we do have to do things. And sometimes it's 24 hours. There's things that happen and we're up really early in the middle of the night. And, you know, again, I hope I keep my fingers crossed that those things don't happen. But they're the reality of the job in a big district.
Absolutely. Well, I think we close with the coolest question. If you weren't a superintendent, what job do you think you would have?
You know, that's really interesting. I admire health professionals.
Oh, me too.
I have a big admiration for them. However, I don't think I could ever do that. I don't do well with blood and those types of things. But I also feel like I'm in a people profession. My husband was a Toledo firefighter. I was a teacher and now ministry. I like to help people. So I think I would do something in the medical. I just want to do something that helps. That
of service. Of,
yeah, it moves you forward. And I think that's the gratitude. When you have a job like that, you just feel good that you're making a difference. So I don't know exactly what it would be, but in a helping profession for sure.
Well, you always end your podcast by asking everyone why Washington Local, but there is one other question on here that asks, and I think it's in the same light, what is your favorite moment so far as superintendent? That's one that, you know, you kind of have to marinate on for a moment. I bet you have moments all the time that are wonderful.
I do. I think the best part of my job is getting out there and being in buildings with kids.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a superintendent advisory group and I don't have a lot of close rapport with kids anymore. I've been out of high school for a while. And so it's hard to like know a lot of them and know them well. But I have a superintendent advisory group and I miss, and it happens with this group a little bit, when I go to the high school, go to a building, kids know, hey, Mrs. Martin, that just doesn't happen a lot in this job.
It is hard.
So I have my advisory group, and when I see them, when I'm at Whitmer in the halls or at an event, and they acknowledge me and wave to me and check on me, I just love, that's the part of the job that we like,
absolutely.
Building that rapport with kids. So I think the rapport with my student advisory and just kind of developing those relationships, it's my job. I have to make those happen I have to spend a little more time to make those happen because I'm not at that building, any building every day. I do right. pop into a lot of buildings. And sometimes kids will say, that teacher, I'll pop in a classroom that I say, does anyone know who this is? It'll be at an elementary. And some people do recognize that. And so I do appreciate that and talking to them about what my job is. But I do really like the kid aspect.
It does have to be more intentional.
Yeah, absolutely.
The building, because you don't have it built into the gig anymore.
No, but we try. You know this. I mean, you're very good at that, too, getting me out there. And I love to be out there. So I think just being in the buildings.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your transparency, because I don't know that a lot of, you know, business owners, CEOs, people at the top want to necessarily answer tough questions, but you have not backed away from anything people ask you, which I appreciate.
I appreciate them asking. And again, I think I learned from that, like the sensory friendly event. Great. It was a question, but really it makes me think. It makes me better. It makes this district better. So I thank the community and the kids for sending in the questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Scoop with a Soup, where we discuss all things Washington Local. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more stories, updates, and voices from around the district. Until next time, go Panthers!